3 days in?
Yep.
What you hope for?
Yeah, no, it was. We've had a great attitude, great mindset. Guys working their tails off. So we just finished basically the third quarter of our, off-season program. We got one more quarter left next week. So we got a three-day break, recover. You know, hopefully we take some time to, rest ourselves physically and come back ready for the fourth quarter.
Do you have a kind of a point where when you get done next week, like, man, we need to be here? Is that something pretty finite in your mind, or?
Yeah, I mean, we schedule all this stuff, and we've got an installation schedule, and we're up to speed. The guys are, like I said, working hard in the weight room, getting in the best shape they can possibly be in, as well as the football stuff.
Is there a time in your NFL career when the season ended and you didn't see him again until training camp? When did this off season begin? And earn
Mike, there's so many changes every year. Your team changes, the rules change. So, as long as everybody's operating under the same rules, then, we just adjust and do the best we can.
You've done it a long time. You talked about guys being in great shape and things. It used to be they came here to get in shape.
Right.
They're always doing it now, right?
Yeah, well, back when I first came in the league, guys had off-season jobs. They worked at banks and real estate companies and all those things. But, the game's progressed. They're getting paid a lot more. They don't need second jobs. So, they can just put everything into this profession.
Coach, how difficult is it finding the ideal offensive line combination with all these guys?
It's all difficult. You get to this level, it's very competitive, and, it's tough for everybody, though. So it's, making those decisions, I always tell them that it's basically they make the decision on how they perform, and, we just have to kind of watch them perform.
Coach, you've always had a good eye for running back talent. Tell us your thoughts on Capri Bibbs so far.
I like what I've seen. He's got a good football character, as far as, understanding the ball, and, he's done good with his assignments, and, we're not in pads yet, but mentally, I've been very impressed, really, by the whole group.
Do you like what he's done as a receiver out of the backfield?
Yeah. I mean, it's, like all jobs, you got to be able to do all of your job. The running back's not just running. You've got to protect. You got to understand the pass game, pass protections, as well as the run game. So there's a lot of duties to play in running back in this league, and he has the right football character to do all of it.
Coach, I know you want competition at every position, but those last one or two running back spots might be the most competitive anywhere on the field, right?
Yeah. Again, every year, I think John Elway and the personnel staff have done a good job of creating that competition at every position. We're pretty young there at that spot, but we feel like we have some talent, to choose from.
Coach, anything you like to do on Father's Day every year? Got anything planned out yet?
Not really. I'm sure my wife will come up with something. She usually does. So I renamed it Shirt Day. Usually I get a nice golf shirt or something. But no, in all seriousness, it's a good day. It's a little less pressure than Mother's Day. Let me put it that way.